Welcome to Allison's Wonderland. I'm your host, Allison Packard. Join us as we journey through the looking glass and down the rabbit hole into the wild and wonderful world of animation and video games. Hey, do a girl a favor and please subscribe to this podcast and go on iTunes and leave us a good review. If you like the show, please help spread the word. It really helps us to get heard by more people. Thanks so much. Queen Novi, welcome to Allison's Wonderland.
Thank you. This is super cute. I love it.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to finally meet you, another East Coast girl.
Yes, yes. Nice. From Connecticut.
Hartford, Connecticut. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Did you grow up there?
I did. I was born and raised there and all my life, and then went to New York for college. And then
Where'd you go to school?
AMDA, so it's a performing arts college, and they have two campuses. So I did 2 years in New York and then 2 years in L.A., finished, got my bachelor's degree of fine arts in L.A., and I've just been here ever since.
Wow. Yeah. What was it like growing up in Hartford?
It was kind of, I guess, your typical kind of high school growing up. Nothing really just like extravagant. It's not like New York City. It's not L.A., but it's just small town, quiet, and not much going on there.
Were you a theater kid? Were you?
Oh, I was definitely a theater kid. I actually did a show choir. Ah. So I did. Yep, that's where it all came from.
Singer too.
Yeah, singer and dancer. I had to get my energy out somehow.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely did show choir. We traveled to Florida. We went to Disneyland. We did competitions in Massachusetts.
Ah.
So did a lot of that and did cheerleading a little bit too. But yeah,
did you get to do basket tosses and all that?
I was the flyer. Because I was the smallest one. So they threw me everywhere. But then also from that, I gained a lot of muscle. Like my prom pictures have like muscles in them, if you look at them.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're like, you know what? You can be a, what is it? When you're
bass?
Bass, yes. Like a bass? I was a bass as well.
Wow.
So they're just throwing me around. So I was either basing or being tossed in the air.
Wow, that's so fun.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And so now, Queen Novine, I know there's either your mother was incredibly creative or there must be a great story behind that glorious name.
Yes. So I'm actually Jamaican. Mm-hmm. So my name is actually pronounced Navine. Because my mom's name is Navlet. So she wanted us to kind of have the same spelling, the same pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
So she's Navlet Crumbie. And I'm, well, I was before I was married, Navine Crumbie. So it's still spelled N-O-V-E. So people will see it and think it's Novine, which is totally fine. But correct pronunciation is Navine.
Navine. So Queen Navine.
Queen Navine. Yep. So Navine, Novine. Either way,
And was the queen just... What made you decide to add that on?
It was kind of added on naturally throughout the years. People would just say, Queen Novine, or you're a queen. Like that kind of thing just kind of was thrown on by other people. So I kind of just kept it and didn't really make it a thing until I officially got married. And I was like, okay, I'm not a Crumbie anymore. Maybe I can actually utilize this to the best of my ability and it can be my stage name. And so I officially made it my stage name. So it really worked out.
So you prefer Navine or Novine now?
Most people call me Novine.
Okay.
It's usually family and close friends that know Navine and will call me Navine.
And us now.
There you go. So Navine works for me. I'm like, if people can say it, by all means.
Yeah.
Totally
just have
fine
to
with
visualize.
It.
Visualize.
Yeah. It. So I'm like, it's N-A-H. Navine. V-E-N for like Navine. Pronunciation.
I love it.
So Queen Navine.
Ah, amazing. And so you made your way out to Los Angeles and you were doing college and, you know, you're an actress, you're a voice actress, a live announcer.
Yeah.
How did all that come about? What's sort of the origin story of your career?
So I grew up doing theater, of course. Your parents kind of try you in different things and see what you like. And theater kind of stuck. So, like I said, went to college for theater, stayed out here in LA, tried to do a bunch of short films to kind of build a demo reel, a visual reel, stuff like that. But throughout all my time growing up, people were like, oh, you have a great voice. You should try to get into voiceover. Didn't know what it was. Didn't know much about it. My college, AMDA, didn't have voiceover classes at the time. So after I graduated, that's when I decided to take classes with the amazing Jeff Howell.
Jeff Howell.
Took classes with him for a year. And from there, it kind of just took off. It was a talents that I didn't know I had, but I learned to utilize it correctly. And after that, I signed with Atlas Talent Agency and just been in voiceover for like 7+ years now.
Wow.
And it's been great. I've learned a lot. It's been an amazing journey. And I'm like, all right, this is really cool. I got to tell everyone else about this too. Like, voiceover is awesome. Check it out.
When you started, were you mostly studying commercials or games, animation? Was there one particular avenue that you liked the most?
I didn't really have a favorite to begin with because, again, I didn't know much about voiceover. I was still learning as I went. So my first booking was Red Dead Redemption 2, and it was the video game. So I was like, okay, cool. I got that. But I would still book a little bit of like maybe a commercial or a promo or something here and there. So I was still kind of doing a little bit of everything. Uh-huh. It wasn't until 2017 when I did the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah. How did that job come about?
It was just a regular audition. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know, again, much about anything. Just kind of learning as I went and did the audition, sent it off. Didn't think much about it like I did with every other audition I got. And then I remember I was on the beach by myself in Santa Monica, just enjoying the sunset, reading a book. And I checked my email and my agent was like, hey, you booked the pre-recorded part of the MTV VMAs. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. But they're like, they also want to bring you in for the live announcing and see how you do that. So they need you to re-record this and send it off to them. And I did. And then they're like, okay, yeah, they want you for both. And I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
What did I just sign up for? I'm doing a live show and I haven't had any training in that before.
Yeah.
So my first time doing all of that. But when I did the show, it was so surreal. It just like ignited another light in me that I was like, dude, I think I love this. I love live announcing. And I feel like that kind of comes from the theater background in me where everything is just live. Yeah. And that kind of what gives me the thrill of it. So I was like, all right, I want to do at least one award show a year, and that's going to be my goal. Yeah.
And so how did you set out to achieve that goal? Was it just auditions that came in, or were you doing marketing? Or?
At first, it was auditions that just came in because I didn't really know how to go about getting more live announcing shows.
Yeah.
The next, I want to say it was the next year after 2018 is when I got the People's Choice Awards. Mm-hmm. That I auditioned for as well. But the year after that, that's when I had signed on to be the voice of the E! Network. And because I had done the People's Choice Awards from the year before, they're just like, hey, do you want to do it for us again? Because we loved you last year and now you're the voice of our network. Do you want to do it again? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Of course I will. So every year since then, they just keep calling me back to do it. So it kind of fell in my lap. And it was also the same people who worked on the VMAs or the same people who were working on People's Choice Awards. So they were like, we loved you from the VMAs. Would you like to do this again? So everything was just working perfectly for me. Everything just fell into my lap. And I think it's also important. I had the preparation and you have the opportunity. So you have to be prepared as well. You can have those opportunities come to you, but if you're not prepared for it and what is the saying? Preparation meets opportunity, something like that.
I think luck it is kind preparation.
Of, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I feel like I continued to work hard and that kind of just, the universe responded to me. So I was very grateful for that. And I enjoy doing the People's Choice Awards every year.
Oh, it must be amazing.
Yeah, that kind of just happens like that.
And now, I mean, you've gone on to live announce so many other awards.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, I mean, I think they always say about live announce that once you do a few, it's like your name gets around.
Your name gets around and I get addicted to it. I love doing live announcing. So I think also social media has really helped me putting the behind the scenes of live announcing out there on TikTok and Instagram and people seeing what it's like. And so that's how I got the NFL honors. That's how I got the GLAAD Awards. That's how I got Willie Nelson's 90th birthday party.
That's what I was at Hollywood Bowl.
Yes, that I just did. So it's been such an amazing journey. I've been so grateful and thankful for everything that's come my way, but I love it so, so, so much doing live announcing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What was it like being at the Hollywood Bowl for Willie Nelson's 90th?
That was surreal. I couldn't believe, like, I've gone to see so many shows there. And I always told myself, I was like, one day I'm going to be live announcing something. I'm going to be doing some type of show that my voice will be coming out of those speakers.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was going to be the very next time. So being there and being on the stage, seeing it from a different direction was so cool. I just couldn't believe it. Like, it took a little while after to hit. And it was 2 days. It was a 2-day show that we did. So it's not like, I do the show, okay, we're done. Try again next year. They were like, no, it's a 2-day show. So you're coming back the next day. And I was like, wow, this is my job for 2 days.
Yes.
Crazy. I'm around all these legends too that are performing for Willie Nelson and Owen Wilson and everyone backstage. It's crazy. I was like, wow, I just I don't know how I got through these doors, but this is crazy.
Well, you've had a lot of luck in your career. I was even looking back at some of your Ellen DeGeneres stuff and your initial hit of luck. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So with Ellen, I just got tickets online. Ellen would always just give free tickets online, and I got tickets. And I got chosen out of the audience to play one of her games. And with me, if anyone knows my personality, I'm super dramatic, super just out there unnecessarily. But Ellen loved my energy, played a game with her. Uh-huh. I won some prizes and $500 to her Ellen gift shop, and it was amazing. And then a few weeks later, they were like, hey, we want to call you back to the show and know what you spent that money on. And I was like, okay, cool. So they brought me back to the show. I got to be in the audience and watch them film another episode, which is what I thought I was just doing, and that after the show was done, then they would do my little interview thing. Little did I know, I was part of that episode, and Ellen brought me on stage and started interviewing me, and I was like, no one told me this was gonna happen, but
oh,
here we go. So I'm just like on stage with Ellen, sitting with her like this. And I was like, oh my gosh, the famous Ellen chairs and the seats and everything. So it was so surreal.
Oh,
and she just casually interviewing me, like, how have you been? Like, what'd you spend it on? We loved your energy and all that. And then she got into, we know you do voiceover. We want you to read something on teleprompter. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. This was also not told to me, but sure, I'll just whip this out. And I'm reading it on teleprompter.
How much VO had you done before that? Had you done any live announcing before that? Or
no.
Okay.
No, I haven't. Because Ellen was in February, March of 2017. Mm-hmm. And then the MTV VMAs was August 2017.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, well, this might be my year right now. So Ellen's just kind of interviewing me, and I won a few more prizes. And when she had brought me back for a second episode, that's, I think I'm mixing my episodes up right now. But basically, at the end of the episode, she asked me to read on teleprompter again. She was like, oh, it's not going to be for the Ellen shop. It's just something we want you to read. And when you're on live TV, you don't think. You don't have time to think. You're just doing what you're told, and your mind just like, so I'm like, yes, yes, Miss Ellen DeGeneres, I will read what's on teleprompter.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want. So I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh, cool, talking about Chevy, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And it's like a whole paragraph, and it doesn't click to me until the very last line. And I'm like, oh, so why is Ellen, we talking about Chevrolet? Because Ellen's given me the car that's right behind me. And that's when it clicks, and I turn around, the doors open, and there's my car.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, caught up. Okay, got it. I see what you did there, Miss Ellen.
What?
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was very cool. And then after that, she asked me to be on Ellen's Game of Games. Mm-hmm. Like her game show that she has, but everything is just giant sized. So I got to be on that. Fun fact, I was very sore the next day because I didn't know I was going to be doing all that kind of like...
Ball pit.
Yeah, ball pit athletic work. No idea. So, but that was also really fun too. So that was a great just like Ellen part of my life that I had.
Yeah, wow.
Just...
Well, again, luck, right?
Yeah.
Some people are just lucky, and you know, is that a conscious choice that you make to attract luck into your life?
I actually don't. I think part of it is giving back, because I've always been someone to think of others and put others before myself and give back. I used to work at a theater in Hollywood, and we would get tips doing tours, but I would never keep the tips. I would go out and buy food and hand it out to the homeless out there. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I had told Ellen on the first episode, and I think that's what they really appreciated and wanted to bring me back.
Mm.
But I always felt like if you give out into the world, you'll get reciprocated positively back, but that's not something that I do to get positive stuff back. It's just something I feel like is nice and is part of me, and I just want to do that and help people out. But I've really always thought that when you do something nice for others, you'll get something good back. So
your parents must be really proud of you.
Oh, they very much are. And I try to instill that in my husband as well, and just friends and everyone around me. But
you instill it. Listen, you need to be nice.
You need to have it and buy me chocolate. Thank you.
Do you have any siblings?
I have one sibling. I have a little brother who is taller than me. Don't know how that worked out because I came first. But
how dare he?
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, dude, I'm like 3 years older than you, and he's like 3 feet taller than me. So
it's nice being short, though.
I appreciate it now. I was like, we're petite, we're fun size.
Yeah,
so
fun size.
I love
it. Anjali Vimani's book.
Yes.
I am fun size. We had her on the show. Wow, that's so amazing. So, Red Fog.
Man, it is down.
It is out, people.
Yeah.
Cheers. To Red Fog, our little Massachusetts game.
Yes.
Tell us about the project.
So, Red Fog has been amazing. We started recording this like 3 years ago. So it's been a long time coming project. And it got delayed every now and then. COVID and all that kind of stuff that happens. But finally it's out. I voice Layla in the game. So she's a...
Hey guys, this is Allison Packard. Sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to let you know that if you like the show, please, please, please remember to subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review on iTunes. It really helps us to get heard by more people. Thanks so much.
Telekinetic threat in student debt. But we're all in student debt, right? So I was easily able to relate to her in that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Red Fog kind of just was taken over by vampires after an experiment went bad. Mm-hmm. And she was volunteer at the Abrams Center to be part of the project. And now she has these telekinetic powers. And it's her and three other characters who are basically trying to get Red Fog back and get rid of these vampires, and they've blocked out the sun, and they're just trying to save the town and bring it back. And they encounter a lot of vampires and this and that that's happening. So I had my husband actually play the game, and I watched him play as me, and I was just anxious the entire time. I'm like, oh, I can't watch it. Oh my God, get the vampires.
It's so hard to
play. It freaks me out, but I'm like, good job. Keep going. Keep going.
I just get so stressed, so stressed. But
the game has been incredible. I love hearing people's responses about it and playing as me and playing as different characters and what they like about it and stuff. And I'm really proud of this project. I'm really happy about it.
Yeah. Do you feel like, other than the student loan debt, do you and Layla have a lot of things in common with your personality?
Yeah, I think we're both kind of sassy. We both love the color purple.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
I know. I was like, her whole vibe is just like purple. And I was like, yes. Mm. I approve. I love that. The queen approves. And just kind of the way she dresses, because sometimes I do like to dress girly, but other times where I just want to be chill, being jeans and a t-shirt, I'm like, that is my vibe.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that. Normally when my hair is out as well, it's in curls just like her.
Uh-huh.
But just the way she is and her personality, I'm like, yep, that's me too. Yep. I would answer that the same way.
Mm-hmm. How's the fan response to the game been?
It's been mixed reviews as of right now. Not anything that I know that like voice actors have done, but the gaming community is very passionate about the way their games are made and presented. Mm-hmm. I learned what 30 FPS is and 60 FPS. So if it's not 60, it's like, how dare you not make it that? But it's been mixed reviews, but nothing bad towards the voice actors.
Yeah.
But again, the voiceover community or the video game community is going to be very outspoken and vocal about video games, which is a good thing too. So people know how to improve on the next video games for different companies and stuff like that.
They still buy the game. They still play the game.
They still buy it. They still play it. They still share it and stuff. And I love going on Twitter and Instagram kind of responding to people's things and like, oh my gosh, you noticed me. Oh my gosh, I love you. Oh my gosh, you've been so great. So that's been really great to hear as well. So I love the support. I understand the criticism and all of that. And there'll be both sides to different things all the time. But I'm just proud of this project and I'm glad I was able to be a part of it.
That's so cool. Yeah. So have a lot of fans jumped on like TikTok and Twitter? And
yes, I'll check TikTok as well and I'll see different clips. And there'll be people who'll make different clips and you know how they add like different sounds and they'll edit it in different kind of like fun ways. So it's really cute to see like little videos of Layla and different like songs that they put to it, or how Layla can use this weapon to beat this vampire and stuff like that. So I'm like, wow, these people are really into it. And it's still surreal to hear my voice sometimes on different things. Another video game that I did was Friday the 13th, and I voiced Vanessa Jones in that. And that was still a little surreal to hear. So it's like, I feel like I'm reliving that all over again with another video game character and hearing her everywhere.
Yeah, it's a very, it's a great role.
Yeah, thank
you. I actually worked on the game as well. So
I saw that.
Yeah, and the trailer, doing VO for the trailer, and I was like,
oh my gosh,
this game looks so cool.
Oh my gosh.
Not the trailer VO, but I was a few of the characters when they brought me in to do some of the NPCs.
How cool.
I was like, dude, I can do my girls from crazy girls from Boston. since we're in Massachusetts, girl. That's where my girls from Hanson.
I love it. They were like, yes, hired.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, and they didn't even know. So did you work with a lot of different directors on the project?
We actually worked with one director. So we had Ricardo Bear. Okay. I want to make sure I say it correctly, mm-hmm. on the project. And we had a lot of other people come in and out on it as well.
Yeah.
But it was kind of just the same people recorded over like 3 years every so months. Also worked with the casts as well. There was one time that we all worked together where we had to do mocap for our face.
Oh, you got to do...
So we got to do mocap. Yeah, capture. Yeah. So just the facial capture we did with the whole dots all over our face. Mm-hmm. And it was just all four of us in there with these machines on our face. And it's like, this is the first time we're all meeting. So yeah. It's like, hey, nice to meet you. Yeah, good to see you too. And just all of us recording our lines back and forth. And that was a lot of fun being with them and just getting to play off of each other. Because you don't get to do that a lot in voiceover. You either kind of... recording by yourself and you pretend someone's there or you get one of the characters, but to have all four of us was really, really awesome. That was so
That's
much
amazing.
Fun.
Do you want to shout out the other actors?
The other actors, I don't know if I should do it to camera. We have Yuri Lowenthal as Jacob. We have Adriana Isabel, I believe I'm saying these correctly, as Remy and Remy de la Rosa. And then we have Kamal Khan as Devinder. And then Queen Oveen as Layla.
Yay, how fun. And so what was the casting process like?
So it was just another audition that I got that I kind of just did and didn't really think about. Mm-hmm. That one, I don't believe, I'm trying to remember if I had to do another callback or two. If I did, it was maybe just like one other callback. But this was something that was also under NDA and that was under a code name that had nothing to do with the game. So it's like you can never figure it out until it's out. So I'm like, cool, muffins and cupcakes.
Yeah.
Redfall.
Well, I started to see the trailers quite like maybe a year before the game came out. And then not the one that I was in. And then I was like, oh, I think that is that Naveen? Like you were able to announce it sort of early.
Yeah. Once the trailers came out, we were able to say something. But not until like they didn't say anything first. But that was a long time coming too.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So do you have a thing that you love the most in voiceover?
Thing that I love the most is definitely live announcing.
Okay.
Love live announcing. Before that, it was video games. It's still kind of video games. I do enjoy video games, but I get more of my thrill from live announcing. I love being just like there and just thriving in the chaos of everything, and everyone's running around and this is live and someone didn't show up and we have to replace this and we're gonna change the script real quick. Okay, we're cutting this down, we're adding this line, and I'm just like, this is great. I love chaos. This is so great. But love it all, and getting to actually be in that atmosphere too, because a lot of people think live announcing, who aren't in voiceover, aren't aware, they think it's at home, that I'm kind of recording this at home. It's like, no, we're at the show. Changes happen all the time throughout the show, before the show. So a live announcer is needed to kind of make those changes on the spot. And you're surrounded by all the celebrities that's going on, the crew, the cameras, the lights, everything that's happening. And just kind of feels like theater all over again, where it's just like everything's happening in the moment. You got to pick it up because the show must go on. So live announcing for sure.
That's exciting. Yeah. And you were also in Rainbow High. Totally different vibe.
So different. Definitely different than like video games that I've done where I'm getting my face and neck cut off and blood just shooting down. Rainbow High. Absolutely loved Rainbow High. That was also under NDA and didn't really know what that was just yet.
Yuri was kind of a newer character.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, I voiced Naomi Storm of the Storm Sisters, and Veronica Storm is my sister. And we're like the sassy kind of badass sisters who's coming to the new school, who's basically trying to like take over and rule the school. This is how things are going to go, and you're going to go by our rules and what we say, and that's that.
Typecast again.
Exactly. But then there's other twins who are also kind of like the rulers of the school as well. So of Rainbow High, because we're of Shadow High. So it's like the school rivalry going on, and it's like, well, we rule and we always win, so whatever, Rainbow High. But yeah, I voiced Naomi Storm, and it's been a lot of fun doing her. The fans of that show are so amazing and so passionate about their project, and they just love the Storm twins because we just walk in there just to create chaos.
Yeah.
Again, I thrive for the chaos. So this is perfect casting for me.
So do you have a lot of kids reaching out to you and saying they resonate with the character?
I would say I have a lot of fans reaching out saying... I wouldn't say they resonate to the character in the way that they are mean themselves, but they love that they are coming in and just changing up the vibe of the school and creating messes and something's happening in the school and we have to fix it before the show goes on. And it's just like, it creates drama.
Yeah.
And drama. It gets people so, yes, it gets people so like into the show. Mm-hmm. Like, who, what's going to go on? And a lot of them will always say they're so excited for the next episode. Uh-huh. And they're like, because I think the episodes would come out like every other week.
Yeah.
And fans would be like, hurry up. We want to see the next episode. What is going on? What's going to happen? What do you guys think? And I'm like, I love this so much. And so I got into Rainbow High too. I was like, all right, I'm ready for the next episode. Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Even though I recorded the scripts, but I mean, I recorded like months ago. So I'm like, I don't even really remember.
It's also cool to see what it looks like after.
Yes. And I was like, oh yeah, I remember that line. Yeah. Snap. Dang. Okay. That's what happened. Yeah.
So you also create content for your different channels, Instagram and TikTok and stuff like that. It seems like your numbers have just like exploded. I feel like when I started following you, you had like,
oh yeah, it was like a couple thousand, maybe
like 6,000 or something.
I honestly was.
I looked again. I was like 125,000. Oh my gosh! Yes.
I honestly was not a social media person to begin with. Like, I was on there, but it was just like, you know, family, friends, kind of post here and there. Never really posted about live announcing or any voiceover stuff that I did, like clips of it like that, until kind of maybe a year or so ago. Mm-hmm. And I think what's really captured people is just seeing things that they thought were what they thought are not what they thought. Mm. So with the live announcing, and they're seeing the type of person that does it, the way that it's being done, then they think back and they're like, oh, I thought that was like pre-recorded, or I thought that was like a computer, an AI person. It's just blowing their minds on so many levels. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what's really captured their attention.
Wow.
And I think also it's important to kind of see the other side of it for people, because a lot of people will think what they think and kind of generalize things, but it's like you're opening so many other doors, especially for me being someone, a woman and a woman of color in this industry. A lot of people don't see themselves even doing that, or may have thought about it and like, oh, so wait, this can be done as well. Mm-hmm. And also educating people in general on what it's like and how these shows are done. So I'm really happy that people are seeing it. It's amazing that my numbers are exploding like that. But most importantly, I want people to be able to learn from how this all works. And if people want to get into voiceover, then let me help you give a stepping stone and show you how it all works. So I'm grateful for all of it. It's kind of surreal and weird. I know I'm like in the business, but I'm kind of like more on the reserved side of it. I don't know if that makes
chaos,
sense. Yeah, it's like reserved chaos. Reserve like chaos. I want to be in it, but like you don't technically see me because I'm in the booth. But, yeah.
So what's next for you? What do you hope is next?
What I hope is next, I hope to continue doing more live announcing shows, but my ultimate goal is to work with Disney. Mm-hmm. I would love to work with Disney. Again, people, this is my only tattoo, Minnie Mouse right here. I would love to work with Disney and Pixar on an animation film that they're doing, an animation show, anything Disney related. I would love to do that. That is my goal. But just in general, live announcing, continue doing video games, continue helping people to get into the industry and kind of showing them how things work and everything's out there. Any way that I can be a mentor and stuff like that. But I do have other projects coming out. Most of them are under NDA right now, so I can't really say. But I will say there are some films, some TV shows, and some video games. Oh, and animation shows come out. It's a mixture of a little bit of everything. Okay. So
we'll have to come back. We'll chat next year.
Yeah. So I'm just like, all right, I'm ready to release these. Let me know so I can share and tell people.
Yeah.
But a lot of different things. But
awesome.
Disney, when you're ready, call me. The queen's waiting.
Well, thanks so much for coming and chatting with us today.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Queen Naveen, I'm going to say. I'm going to put that A in there. It's been lovely chatting with you. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Come and join next week. We've got these coming out every week, and we appreciate you. So we'll see you soon. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Allison's Wonderland, where we explore the wild and wonderful world of animation and video games. Please remember to subscribe and leave us a review. For more episodes of Allison's Wonderland, please visit us at www.allisonpackard.com. See you next week.